Yes, sir. This is the first at Laverne, Oklahoma.
Yes, sir.
And we have an object in the sky that's been there since about 2:00, 2:30. It's in the east of us. And it looks like it's kind of diamond shaped at the top, and looks like it might have a centerpiece that's raised. It looks like it might be kind of a red object in the center of it. Have a witness here. It runs a cafe here, and I thought we'd report it in.
Okay. What time was that first sighted?
Around 2:30. Around 2:30 or 3:00 is when I first sighted it.
Okay.
It's still in the sky.
And this is in the eastern sky?
Yeah, right.
Okay.
It's just dang near due east of it, just a little bit north, not much.
Is this thing stationary?
No, it moves around just a little.
Okay, Chief, we'll see if we can't find out what it is.
Okay,
thank you.
Bye. Uh-huh.
Right. Center?
Yes, I'd like to report a UFO I saw last night about 1:30.
Okay, would you like to describe it?
It was kind of like a triangle shape, whatever, well, more like a, I don't know, oblong, whatever, and an eerie light in front, and two blue and red ones in the back of it, whatever. And, I don't know, it was weird. I mean, I live here out in Thousand Oaks, whatever, and the thing didn't make any sound at all, whatever, you know? It was about 1:30. I was coming home from the show, whatever.
Was that 1:30 yesterday or this morning?
1:30 last night. You know, in.
Okay, then that would be early this morning,
early
right?
Morning, yes,
okay.
Sir. Okay.
Okay, now, can you estimate how big these things were?
I'd say it was about 100 yards wide, maybe. It was huge. It was huge.
Okay, could you see a definite shape?
Kind of like a triangle shape, whatever.
Okay, now how are those?
And the nose was kind of rounded, whatever, because it was the light.
Okay. Now how were those lights positioned on this thing?
There was two lights on each corner of the end, whatever.
Okay.
And you know how planes have, you know, flashing lights.
Right.
Well, this was doing the same thing, but it was on the very, very rear, whatever, and it sounds crazy, whatever, but I called the police, whatever, they said they'd call you.
Okay. Now, which direction was this thing moving?
South.
Okay.
And it was as high as these mountains, well, you know.
Okay.
As is in Pitillo Valley.
Okay. Which direction were you looking?
I was looking north, and it flew right over me.
Came directly overhead. Okay.
Overhead. I could miss it. And I saw it, you know, it was going really slow. I thought, well, heck, you know, no plane or jet could go that slow or anything, you know? And it's kind of like, you know, I don't know how, I'd say estimated speed was blocked me about 40 miles an hour, you know, airspeed, I guess.
Right.
You know? But it was really slow.
Okay.
And, you know, and there's no engine, you know, sound, or no, you know, jet sound. It's just kind of like a whisper of the wind.
Okay. Any estimate of how high it was?
All these mountains I thought I could go by. Just give me these mountains behind our house.
Okay.
And they were about, I say, about 1,000 feet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did this thing change direction at all while you watched it?
No, just one direction.
Okay.
And I just, you know, went straight in the line.
And now you say the object was huge. Can you compare it with anything? Would it be as big as an airliner?
No, a little bit bigger.
Bigger?
Okay. Bigger, yeah.
Was anyone else there?
That's just it. There was nobody.
Okay, now that was 1:30 this morning, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And I was, you know, Was there any, you know, objects flying, you know, I mean, did you get any, you know, record of any objects flying at that time, you know, going south?
No, not. Did you see this as it came What I'm trying to get at is, was this quite a ways to the north when you saw it?
Uh-huh. And I sat there in my car for a good 50 minutes just watching it, because, you know, I thought maybe it might have been a plane or something, you know, but I looked real, real good.
Okay. And there was no question in your mind about
no
the shape?
There was no question in my mind.
Okay.
Well, because, like, one thing, I never believed in UFOs.
Uh-huh.
Never. And then, you know, I see this thing, whatever. You know, now I guess I know, you know.
Well, we haven't had too many reports lately. Things have been real quiet.
I mean, like, did you get, like, prank calls or stuff? And, you know, saying that, whatever? Because, you know, this is the truth. You know, I wouldn't lie to you.
No, occasionally we get a prank call.
Yeah. But, you know...
Okay, well, if we need additional information on this later, it'll be okay to get back to you.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Okay, thanks again.
Okay, I'm sorry, whatever, you know, there'll be any more.
No problem, thanks.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.